Talk now, though, about the multi-million euro, 22-kilometre dual carriageway development, which is, of course, the Macroom and Ballyvourney bypass. Construction commenced in the first quarter of 2020. It's due for completion late next year or early 2024. And the reason why we're talking about it on the programme this morning is because there's going to be developments from next Monday morning. A new stop-go system is put in place on the Cork side of Macroom, and it's the start of a series of slowdowns and disruptions that are necessary to do the next phase of the construction works and to allow the road to be progressed to completion. With me on the line to talk about this and the implications for everyone who travels from Cork to Kerry, particularly every day, but a lot of people travel it from time to time, particularly during the summer period. I have Fine Gael councillor for the area, Eileen Lynch. Eileen, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Now, announcements from Cork County Council over the last number of days in relation to what is happening. There have been, obviously, you know, you can see it there, but there have been stop-go systems. There have been different things we've had to do or you've had to do in relation to I suppose, how you travel in and around Macroom. But there's going to be a stop-go on the Coolgower side, which is the just outside Macroom and the Cork side, starting on Monday morning, which will lead inevitably to delays and disruption.
Yeah, so from Monday, you'll have a 24/7 stop-go system at Coolgower, out between Coolgower and the 2 Mile Bridge. So it's the first time that we've had a 24/7, aside from weekends, so I think it's very important that road users are aware of that. Whilst we have had free-flowing and we have had stop-go, this is, as I said, 24/7 for the next 2 weeks, starting on Monday, with the exception of the weekends, at which you will have two-way at weekends.
Okay, so there's a difference, let's say July 2nd, July 3rd, there'll be a two-way traffic flow to minimise disruption to road users, but during the week, Monday to Friday, any time of the day, it will be on a stop-go system, and then it comes back in place on Monday morning, July 4th, and continues until Friday evening, July 8th. And what they're saying is, I mean, they're looking for road users to be cognizant of it and think about the impact and try and go elsewhere, I suppose. Is that the message?
Ideally, yes. But look, I mean, we appreciate you can't divert everyone. I suppose it's just more that road users are, as you said, mindful of it. Allow for a little bit of extra time on your journey. We're also advising people, if you're coming from Killarney, and particularly if you're coming on a daily basis or whatnot, on the way to Cork, maybe consider going the Mallow route.
Okay.
There's also, I suppose, a natural bypass in the town if you go over Slaveen Hill. And then down into Sign, where the Nutrisa building is. However, that road isn't particularly suitable for heavy traffic. It isn't suitable for lorries, etc. So I suppose the most important thing is just to be very mindful of it. Allow extra time on your journey, because there will be delays.
What sort of a delay do you think? Look, it's hard to tell, obviously, the time of year and all that. There'll be tourists involved here as well, I'd imagine, travelling the road. So what sort of a time would you be thinking if you take the route and go through the stop-go, Eileen?
Look, I think to be safe, you should definitely be adding 30 minutes to your route. As you mentioned, like we are seeing in Macroom, we're seeing a lot more tourists at the moment. I suppose we're lucky in that the schools are off. So, that element is taken out of it at least. But there's definitely a higher volume of traffic, so I'd be allowing at least 30 minutes extra on your journey.
Yeah, 30 minutes if you're going that way. And the other way, like just remind me again of that way for people who aren't in a heavy goods vehicle, an option for them or a possibility, even though it isn't a major road, that people have to bear that in mind.
So an option for them, if you're coming from Killarney, would be to turn right in the square and go up and over Slaveen Hill. So that will bring you down onto the Macroom and Shigeela Road. And if you turn left there, it'll bring you down by the Nutrisa Factory, and out on that road will bring you back out on the Macroom Nazarda Road.
Okay, so that'll avoid the stop-go, shall we say. But that really isn't an option for heavy goods vehicles or heavy
it's
vehicles.
Not an option for heavy goods vehicles, and it is, obviously, it's longer. But when you're looking at delays on the main road, it's shorter.
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, now, from that, we're talking up to July 8 here, the next two-week period, and restricting it, controlled by traffic signals or else controlled by flagmen on a 24-hour basis, 5 days a week. There are, obviously, No works for the weekends, you mentioned, but the final phase of works at this particular section of Coolcower will then be completed, we're told, by the company and by Cork County Council, from late July to the end of October, using only daytime stop-go operations involving one-way traffic flow. So not at night, but at day. So that means disruption on a level will continue right throughout the summer and into October, I'd imagine.
It will, unfortunately. So from the 11th of July, it will still be stop-go, but it will be 8 in the morning until 6 in the evening. So look, I suppose we have had stop-go there before. I don't feel it will be as severe as the one coming in on Monday, in as far as that's 24/7. But again, users do need to be mindful, and particularly, I suppose, as we get further into July, further into August, when you will have more holiday traffic.
Yeah,
it is a necessary evil, I believe.
That's what I was going to say finally. Look, how is the progress on the road going? I'd been hearing maybe a couple of months ago, we did a feature on the programme about how things were going. I know a lot of earth and stone and materials are being moved from one section to another throughout this year. Thousands of tons of it, really, to try and keep the construction going. Is it on schedule, do you think? Will it be late 2023, early 2024? And will all this be worth it?
Well, I suppose to answer your last question first, it will definitely be worth it. I mean, this is something which has been touted about since the late 70s. So I think this will make an immense difference to road users. It'll be a great difference for the town. So absolutely, it will be worth it. I suppose in terms of progress, it's really progressing very well. I mean, these works started in January 2020. And we couldn't have foreseen at that point the delays due to COVID, etc. But, you know, they're very much on schedule, I suppose, at the moment. Up to 75% of construction work are done, making up structures, which are up to 90% complete. So overall, it's very much on schedule. It is seeing that it will be open in quarter four of 2023. It's on schedule for that. As you know, as you were saying, there is speculation out there that we could have a part of it opened up later this year, which is very much a possibility. You could be looking at a temporary tie-in around Craigasooka, which won't be one of the main entrances, one of the main inflows when the road is opened in its entirety. But look, at the moment, that's speculation. There's nothing confirmed from the TIA other than we are very much on schedule. And at the moment, we're very hopeful that the entirety of it, the 22 kilometres, should be open for the end of 2023.
Yeah, and should make a huge difference for people who travel to and from all the time, improving that key transport link for us. Eileen, listen, thanks a million for talking to us about it this morning and updating us on that. And I know the ads have been running on Radio Kerry, but important to outline exactly what the diversions are, what the options are, so people aren't caught unawares on Monday morning. Thanks for that, Eileen.
Thanks, Jerry.